international media was essentially free to cover events in China up to the June 4th crackdown at Tiananmen in 1989. U.S. journalist Dan Rather was the anchor of the CBS Evening News for 24 years, and he went to China in 1989 as student-led demonstrations were building. He spoke at length with VOA Mandarin correspondent Rong Xi in New York about his recollections of Tiananmen Square and some perspective of what the events mean today.
I was with CBS News at that time. We had come to China on a hunch. The hunch was that something was boiling up from below. We had no idea that Tiananmen Square was going to happen. But we had been there on a early in the year in 1989, and we talked to some students. And we concluded among ourselves, there's a story building here. It's building from below. There's so much discontent with the ruling government. When Gorbachev announced that he was coming to meet with the Chinese leadership to establish some kind of rapprochement with the Chinese government, these two things happening at the same time, this strikes us as potentially a world-class story. All right, when we got there, and as the world now knows, we couldn't know at the time, the protest in Tiananmen Square started. What we now commemorate on this 25th anniversary as the huge, in many ways, nationwide demonstration represented by Tiananmen Square of 1989 started very small with a few students. So we went to Tiananmen Square, and we not only did our broadcast from Tiananmen Square, but we lived in Tiananmen Square. That is, we slept on the ground with the students so we could get a sense of what was happening, because things, while they started small, began to build very quickly.
What is your comment on the China's huge change and the things that are totally unchanged in the past 25 years?
Well, we could do a documentary about this. No, but there's rich, important material in this. But number one, China has changed significantly, dramatically, since 1989 in Tiananmen Square. I think one of the reasons that China has changed was Tiananmen. I think it's had lasting effect inside China and with the leadership of China. I would say quite a few of the changes are good. They're good for the Chinese people and good for the world economy. And they've been positive changes since 1989. That partly as a result of Tiananmen Square, the government addressed some of the students' grievances. What has happened since 1989, there's been a consistent, not just this year or last year, there's been a consistent effort by the government, whomever was leading the government at a certain time, particularly to control what the Chinese people, those who are alive in our memory age, remember of it. And this effort has been extremely successful. Number one, that Tiananmen is not well remembered inside China itself, and largely the result of government policies. Number two, the world at large is pretty much forgotten Tiananmen. I would argue, and I think there's empirical evidence, that the echoes still reverberate through Chinese society and, for that matter, the world. But to stay on point, the government's continued effort to have Tiananmen shoved aside in memory and to disappear has succeeded.
You said that China will continue to be the number one story, at least the next 25 years when you interview an Asian society. And the media isn't getting the story. But the China tried very hard to control media.
Oh, absolutely.
And the denies the freedom of press as it has become an economic superpower.
Right.
So what is your suggestion how media should report on China, especially like us at Voice of America?
Well, the first thing is to cover China. And I lament. I lament it because I don't think it's healthy for our own country. I don't think it's healthy for China. What you said is true. The Chinese government has increased, not decreased, it has increased its efforts to control news about China, despite the best efforts of the Chinese government, at least some elements of the government. In today's information revolution, which is continuing at the moment with all the technology, alert, quality, integrity-filled journalistic coverage of China can offset the effort to control the news, information, and images coming out of the country. Bottom line, with the United States of America, at a time when we need more international coverage, deeper, broader coverage, and coverage that includes context and perspective and history, we're getting less. I think this is not in our best interest, nor do I think it's in China's best interest.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Dan Rather.